It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Joel Keane and directed by Max Hutto. Here are Fibber and Molly talking about something you might be interested in.
Reading the papers these days sure gives me the willies, McGee. Look at these headlines. Hospitals handling more patients than ever. Accident rate equals 1952 high. Common colds...
Sure does make a man stop and think. You know, maybe that's why a lot of folks are buying Prudential sickness and accident plans these days.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure there will always be everyday living money coming in when they're laid up.
And especially when you consider all that Prudential sickness and accident plans can do for a family.
Yeah. If you qualify, they can pay you a regular tax-free income while you're sick or injured and unable to work at your job. Or they can help pay your hospital and surgical expenses. They'll even do both if you set it up that way.
Well, that's an advantage.
It sure is. But most important of all, the Prudential Income Protection Plan covers you for just about every kind of accident and every type of sickness or disease.
So, friends, call your Prudential agent tomorrow about these wonderful plans provided by the company with the strength of Gibraltar. They won't make sickness and accident a pleasure, but they sure can take a lot of the worry out of it.
It's a brisk, cheerful fall morning this morning in Wistful Vista. But it's a dull and bleary Fibber McGee who has just groped his way to the breakfast table.
Good morning, dearie. Sit down.
Oh, what a night. I'm beat. I'm wore out.
What's the matter? Didn't you sleep well?
Didn't get a wink of sleep. I had a terrible dream, Molly. It kept me awake all night. It was awful.
Oh.
I know now how Doc Gamble felt when he had that terrible dream last week.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, Doc had a horrible nightmare. Dreamed he was stranded on a desert island with Marilyn Monroe.
What's so terrible about the doctor dreaming he was stranded with Marilyn Monroe?
In the dream, he was Ava Gardner.
Well, now you'd better not let me catch you dreaming about beautiful movie stars because...
No. This is nothing to laugh at about, Molly. This dream I had is serious. I dreamed that three things are going to happen to me. Three important things.
Three things.
First, I dreamed somebody's going to give me the best cigar I ever smoked in my life.
Well, it wouldn't have to be very good to top those alfalfas of yours.
And then I dreamed I'm going to get some money from an unexpected source.
Nothing wrong with that.
But it's the third part that's got me worried. The ending. I dreamed I'm going to get bilked out of my life savings by someone I trust.
Your life savings is around $11. Here. Eat your eggs.
It ain't just the money, it's the principle of the thing. Gypped, swindled, bilked by someone I trust.
Oh, listen, it was only a dream. Forget it. Eat your eggs. Get your mind off it. Think of something else.
Yeah, I should, I guess. Well, tell me something to think about. What's new? Anything?
Well, let me see. Oh, yes. Evie Gunn had a baby early this morning.
Where'd you hear about it? Is it in the paper already?
No, Pete Gunn dropped by to tell us on his way to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he left that cigar for you there on the table.
Oh, good. Good old Pete. Smells like a pretty good stogie.
I'll take your word for it. Smoke it downtown. Oh, I laid the mail there with the morning paper. There's a letter for you from somebody.
Oh? Wonder who could be writing to... Oh, gee whiz. It's from my old pal, Fred Nittany. You know Fred Nittany, the guy that I and him had a vaudeville act together from Starved Rock, Illinois together?
Oh, him.
Wonder what old Fred's got to say. Let's see. Dear Fib, old pal, how are you? I am fine, old pal. Hope you are fine. Am returning the $10 you loaned me for bail in 1924, old pal. Your old pal, Fred.
What?
Well, look at that. $10. Boy, oh boy, I never expected to see that dough again.
Say, you're having yourself quite a day, aren't you? I'm glad.
I'll say, gee whiz, I haven't even finished breakfast yet, and so far I got a good cigar, $10 that I never thought I was going to do. Oh, my gosh.
What's the matter? McGee, you're as white as a sheet.
My dream. It's coming true, just like I dreamed it. A cigar, money I never expected, it's all coming true.
Oh, that's silly. It's just a coincidence.
Coincidence, my clavicle. This is it, Molly. And am I glad that dream has got me prepared. Because the first good friend that I trust that walks in here with some scheme to bilk me out of my life savings is going... Uh-oh, here it comes. Who is it? Can you see who it is? If it's a stranger, okay, but otherwise, who is it?
Well, Dr. Gamble's car's out front, so I suppose...
Aha! Just like it said in the dream, exactly. Of all the guys I trust, Doc Gamble is the one the most. He's the best friend I got, right?
Of course.
So don't let him in.
What? Well, if that isn't the silliest...
No, sir, don't open that door. Don't open that door. He ain't gonna bilk me out of my life savings.
McGee, are you home?
Here, quick. Take this $10 I got from Fred Nittany and run and get the rest of my savings, $11.56, in the sugar bowl and hide it. Put it where he can't find it.
Well, now, if this isn't the silliest...
Put it where even I can't find it. And if I don't know where it is, nobody can swindle me out of it and buy George...
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly.
What have Viceroy's got that other filter-tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter-tip cigarettes haven't got?
What have Viceroy's got that other filter-tip cigarettes haven't got?
Yes, what have Viceroy's got? The answer is 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. That's right. Inside every Viceroy tip is a vast network of 20,000 individual filters to filter your smoke over and over again. You get only the full, rich taste of Viceroy's choice tobaccos. And Viceroy's draw freely, smoothly. So the next time you hear this question,
what have Viceroy's got that other filter-tip cigarettes haven't got?
You know the answer. 20,000 tiny filters in every Viceroy tip. No wonder more people smoke Viceroy's than any other filter-tip cigarette in the world. Get Viceroy's today. King-size filter-tip. Only a penny or two more than cigarettes without filters.
McGee, I know you're in there. Open up.
Okay, I'm coming. I'm ready for him, the big sly slicker. Now, if he tries...
Well, at last.
Come on in, Dillinger. Don't just stand there with that money-hungry leer on your puss. What's your racket?
What are you talking about, Shredhead? I've been standing out there in the cold for 10 minutes. I thought something had happened to you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Thought maybe I had a sharp stabbing pain in my bank account, eh?
Look, Berry Brain, some people get sillier with age, but you're already up to 10 years from next Thursday.
Hmm.
Where's your keeper? Maybe she can tell me what's
the matter. Hello, Dr. Gamble.
Hiya, Molly. You have any idea what's wrong with your clapper-headed little millstone here? I mean, what's new that's wrong with him?
Well, it's a very interesting story, Doctor. He had himself a dream, and in this stupid dream...
Hold it, Molly, hold it. Before you tell him anything, did you take care of the you-know-what?
Yes, Mr. Rockefeller, I took care of it. Good. I put it where even you don't know where it is.
Good. That way nobody's going to put anything
over... Now tell Dr. Gamble about this silly, stupid, idiotic dream.
No, never mind. I'll be happier if I don't hear it. And besides, I haven't time. I just stopped by to see if you want a bowl tonight, Eggface.
Tonight?
Yeah, special match. Chip Hartley's got a team together and wants to bowl our team for money. $5 a man. Now, I think we can beat them, so if you want...
Aha! You hear that, Molly?
Oh.
So that's your little game, eh, Doctor?
Huh?
You think you'll get me and two other pigeons to bowl on your side, each of us bet $5, and then you'll throw the match to Chip Hartley and split the take with him, huh?
Why, you insulting little dunce.
You're not sharp enough for me, you family-sized Jesse James.
Why, were you...
I've been warned about getting swindled today, and that deal's as shady as a yard full of sycamores.
Molly, I don't know what brought this on, but if I stay here one more minute, I'll slap his insulting little teeth loose. Will you excuse me?
Certainly, Doctor.
Aha. Now what do you think of my dream, Molly?
Don't tempt me with a question like that. Honestly, Dr. Gamble is your very best friend.
And that's why he didn't get away with his little swindle. Because my dream said somebody I trust. And I ain't going to trust anybody I trust today on account of because the trusted ones are the ones that you can't trust on a thing like this. Who's this?
Oh, Miss McGee.
Oh, come in, Lester.
Another guy I trust. Better watch him.
Well, I just popped in to tell you that... Oh, hi, Mr. McGee.
What do you mean by that, Les?
Huh? I came over to tell you Sally's back in the car out, Miss McGee. She says if you're ready to go downtown, she's ready.
I just have to grab my hat and purse, Lester. I'll go out the back way. Maybe you ought to hide in the coal bin till I get back, McGee, so nobody...
I'll be okay. I'm watching out for him.
Say, Mr. McGee, whilst I'm over here, I got some raffle tickets you might be interested in for the milk fund. They're just...
Aha, another one, eh?
How was that?
Got a little get-rich-quick scheme for me, have you?
Well, you can't get very rich, of course. They're just raffling off a car and some other little prizes.
Well, I'm not having any, Lester. No, sir.
Well, no, I tell you, that's perfectly okay with me. I wasn't going to twist your arm or anything. No, I just kind of thought you might like to pitch in a few bucks for the milk fund.
Oh, yeah? You sure you don't mean the bilk fund? I got word that one of my friends that I trust is going to bilk me out of my saved-up dough, and by George, you're not going to.
Oh, now, wait a minute there, Mr. McGee. I don't get anything out of these tickets, you know. I don't keep the money.
Oh, no?
Oh, no. I don't know what the heck's the matter with you today, but by golly, if that's the way you trust your friends, you can just scratch me off the list. You can go jump right in the lake, and I...
Hello, McGee. I'm home. Oh, it was so crowded downtown. What's the matter with you?
Hmm?
You're sitting there like you lost your best friend.
Yeah, I lost two of my best friends, Doc Gamble and Les Nelson. Too bad, but it couldn't be helped. What's in the shoebox?
Shoes. Oh, the darlingest pair of alligator pumps you ever laid eyes on.
Oh?
There was a big sale at the Bootery, and since I had some spare cash in my purse...
Spare cash?
That's where I hid your money, in my purse.
Molly, you didn't. My life savings.
Well, I figured if you were so sure you were going to be gypped out of it, I might as well invest it before some stranger got it.
Oh, but Molly, I trusted you. I trusted you more than anybody. Aha. My dream did come true after all. It said I'd be bilked by the one that I trusted the most. And that's you.
I hope so.
Well, I'm glad it went to a worthy cause. I'm going to phone Doc and Les and apologize. Get my friends back. Tell them how I missed them.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment.
Is dependable,
C.
So dependable,
A.
And dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Hi, this is Vaughn Monroe speaking for RCA Victor. In newspapers, magazines, and on television, you hear news about the exciting new line of RCA Victor television sets. But to really appreciate these new models, visit your RCA Victor dealer. See the most beautiful styles in TV history. See the amazing new all-clear picture, the new EZC tuning dial. Then, see the good news on the price tags, the lowest ever for RCA Victor. Visit your dealer soon, and remember...
Every year more people buy...
RCA Victor...
than any other TV...
for dependability...
Well, did you talk to the doctor and to Lester Nelson?
Yeah.
Did you make up? Are you friends again?
Yeah.
What are you so down about?
You know the raffle tickets Les wanted me to buy and I wouldn't? He turned around and sold them to Doc Gamble.
So?
So, they had the drawing tonight at 6 and Doc won a $50 savings bond.
No.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed, with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble and Robert Easton as Les. Tomorrow night, Doc's mother overhears Doc making plans to elope. So, naturally, the McGees have to surprise him with a going-away party. This is John Wald urging you not to miss it. Good night.
Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.